We're here at the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. With me is Ashley Lyon, who is Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Ashley, we're going to talk a little bit about dust. 2011 was kind of a dusty year in the Capitol and a big deal for all of agriculture, but for the livestock industry in particular. Tell us what happened regarding regulation of farm dust in 2011.
Sure. Well, NCBA was extremely concerned that based on some staff recommendations and a scientific advisory recommendation that the EPA was going to propose to lower the dust standard and basically essentially double the stringency of that standard, which would have thrown the entire Midwest, West, and Southwest into non-attainment, which of course non-attainment means heavy regulations on dusty industries, which agriculture happens to be. So we were very concerned about these recommendations and future regulations. So NCBA met with the administration. We had a study done that showed what kind of non-attainment areas would be created because of lowering it. And then we worked with Congress to develop a bill that would essentially permanently solve this problem, and we wouldn't just be in the same boat in 5 years when they review that same standard again. So we had quite a few successes. We got the bill introduced. The bill moved through the House. The leadership recognized this is one of the job-creating bills that was out there, and it moved through committee, and it did pass the House of Representatives by a very commanding margin and a very strong bipartisan support. So, of course, it has to also move through the Senate and get signed by the president before it becomes law, and that is where the challenge lies. It is in the Senate. We are looking for ways to get a vote on this bill. The president has threatened to veto the bill, so that is obviously going to be a few challenges, but we're still going to keep working on that in 2012. And also, probably the biggest victory was getting the administrator to announce in October that she plans to retain the current standard as opposed to doubling the stringency of it. Now, of course, we still are pushing the legislation because it would be a permanent fix, not just a five-year fix, but that is still important that our producers won't face double the stringency in this next rulemaking.
All right, two things that you said caught my attention. First of all, that the president has threatened to veto this. Why?
The president has continues to say that regulation of farm dust is a myth, and he does not want any authority taken away from the EPA. Unfortunately, we realize that it is not a myth. It is very real in already the southwestern part of the United States where they cannot meet the current standard, and that producers down there, cattle producers, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars just to water down their dust. That's what producers in the rest of the country will face if the standard gets lowered. And so, you know, the administration does not want to see any authority taken away from the EPA, and therefore they have threatened to veto the bill.
Now, the other thing that struck me was that the EPA administrator coming out in favor of the current standard. So that's pretty much a big deal.
It is. That was a huge win, and we were very encouraged to see the administrator realize that the science is not there. One, to have this dust standard in particular, and especially to impose it on rural areas where our dust has never been proven to have a health effect, a negative health effect on people. And that, you know, she hopefully has realized that the scientific basis is just not there to lower the standard, and in our opinion, to impose the current standard on rural America, which is, of course, why we continue to push the Farm Dust Regulation Prevention Act through Congress.
Now, of course, this is a presidential election year. What do you think the chances are of getting this legislation through the Senate and hopefully signed by the president before the end of the year?
Well, that is going to be the challenge. I think it does have strong bipartisan support in the Senate. And, you know, if the president is serious about preventing job loss and creating jobs, then he would sign this piece of legislation. It would go a long way for the agriculture industry in maintaining a trust with this president if he would sign this piece of legislation. So hopefully, if we can get a vote on it in the Senate and it does pass, maybe he will rethink his position and realize what this would do for rural America.
What should producers do about it?
Well, you can continue to call your senators, especially. Obviously, it's passed out of the House, but continue to call your senators and any sort of push we can get back from the states as well, because this bill does put the states back in the driver's seat in regulating their own air and their own citizens. So if we could get strong support from, you know, all of the states across the United States, then that would go a long way with the administration.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Ashley?
We have lots of issues facing the cattle industry as far as regulations go, but we continue in D.C. to have a strong influence, and hopefully we can push back on this administration a little bit this year.
All right. Thank you very much, Ashley Lyon, Deputy Environmental Counsel for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association here at the Cattle Industry Convention in Nashville. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.